Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Fry this beef stew. Fry this beef stew.
Yes, it's your girl Kay Nicole, and it's ladies' night. Hey, everybody, good night to you. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm glad y'all tuning in because tonight's show is going to be pretty good. You know, we're going to talk about the stereotypes of all of us, the different races, the different crazy questions people want to know about different races. We got DJ Big Stu in the building doing the music.
Yeah.
And you know it. And you know how we do it. This Beef Stew Radio, it's your girl K Nicole. And we in the building.
You are now in the building to Ladies Night with K Nicole.
That's right. K Nicole. So let's get right into it. Stereotype. What is a stereotype? Stereotype, I should have had the dictionary out so I could give you the correct stereotype definition. But a stereotype is when you automatically have your own feelings or maybe a set feelings about a group of people, a different race, or a different color, different
sound
hairstyle,
like
different. Almost a prejudice. It is almost a prejudice. It is almost a prejudice. You know what I'm saying? It's a stereotype. You already built up a prejudice against people. The crazy thing I'm going to tell you is, the crazy thing today, right, I'm walking, I got my daughter and her little friends, and I'm taking them to eat. So I'm walking. And, you know, this is really what probably hit me to make me think about even doing this show. So anyway, so, you know, I'm walking with them, and I'm asking them. And the first thing I hear one of her little friends, oh, these little Mexicans, they just so rude. I'm like, what? Wow. The first thing I asked her was, why did you say that? Oh, because that's what they are. I said, you just think Mexicans are rude? Yeah, they rude and mean. I said, you know what? I took a step further. I said, so what you think about the Chinese people? What you think about the Africans? And the answers I got from four young ladies, it was amazing. You know, so, and it's kind of sad because, you know, this is what these young kids are growing up to believe this person is like, you know, and it's kind of crazy that we have the stereotypes. So tonight, we're going to go over some stereotypes, and, you know, we're going to have some fun with it, you know. We're going to go over some stereotypes, and, you know, it's real serious stuff. So, y'all stay tuned in. It's your girl, K Nicole. I'm going to let Stu throw a song on real quick. And, yeah, we'll be right back. Right back.
Yeah. Oh, we fam, finally up in this piece. Got my mans that put me on, you know what I'm saying? One shout out to the Uptown, you know what I mean? The best. I tear them out the frame.
be fam. Every day say, ha, Mr. T. Every day.
It's your girl K Nicole, Ladies Night, Beast Stew Radio. And we gonna chop it up about stereotypes tonight. Stereotypes and some race questions. Not just race questions, some crazy race questions. I done heard some crazy stuff.
Yeah, well, cause everybody don't like watermelon.
You know, that's our stereotype. Everybody don't like watermelon. And all black people don't eat chicken.
That's true.
Fried chicken, that's that. All black people don't eat fried chicken.
All black people don't eat. All kind of people don't eat plantains.
Exactly. You know, they got some crazy ones. All right. Before we went to the music stool, I was telling them that I was walking with my daughter and them this, you know, earlier today, and I took them to eat or whatever, huh, and her three little friends. And one of her friends just came out of nowhere, and I guess maybe one of the Mexican women in the street or somehow one of the little girls bumped her or something like that. She said, oh, I can't stand these Mexicans because these Mexicans are so mean and they rude. And I'm like, what? You know, this is really what made me come out with my topic is today. So now, you know, I'm talking to them. You know how kids are. They know more than 12 and 13 and younger. And I'm asking them, so...
And they will curse somebody out, I tell you.
Yeah. This is why I got into the conversation with them. See, this is exactly why I got in that conversation with them. Like, so, you know, she made me think. Like, so I'm like, so what you think? Mexicans are mean and rude? She's like, yeah, they mean and rude. So I'm asking the rest of them, yeah, they mean and rude. I'm like, that's what y'all think about the Mexicans? So now, you know, I took it further. What do you think about the Chinese? What do you think about the Africans? What do you think? And you wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe this, man. The stereotype, mom. One of them said to me, all Africans stink. That's definitely a stereotype. And it's almost...
Well, at least the ones with the stores on Third Avenue.
Oh, come on, see? See, you're not right. Let me tell you something. It's not just... It's a stereotype and a bias because, you know, it's a cultural difference. Some Africans don't believe in the perfumes that we use, and they might, you know, have an odor. Some of them are Christians and go to church, you know, so all Africans do not stink.
So you're saying if I see an African, right, and I walk up to him and I ask him for the latest movie, I'm wrong just because he's African?
Yeah, you dead wrong. All Africans don't just sell movies. You dead wrong.
Now, how many times, I want to ask you, real talk, how many times you see a little African dude, right? He's selling T-shirts and socks, right? How often do you got the movie?
Not all of them. Usually the ones that got the little space. If you just
how
the one
often?
On the street.
I ask you a question. Don't get this Romney on me now. Just tell me how often do they be out of that. If you said there's 10 of them on 3rd Avenue, right? Or 8th Avenue. How many of them are selling movies?
Yeah, you're right. But the ones that got that little spot, they be having the movie.
About, talking about Eagles, album.
Ones that be like on the sideline, like, you know, they just have a little street thing. They don't really have the movie, but the ones that be having a little booth and all that stuff, they be having all kind of stuff back there. I mean, that's a hustle. But every African, you're not going to just walk up on an African walking down a block and say, you sell movies.
Now, check it. That's why that guy outside frees him in the wintertime, because you don't want to sell a movie. All the guys that sell a movie, they got like an indoor seat.
Hey,
the
you might be right.
The guys who sell a movie, they be with the little table outside freezing. You know, I'm saying they got to get the movies, and the movies bring that money.
All right, but that's just most of the African men right here, sometimes on a shopping strip, do have their hustles on. But you're not going to just walk up to an African guy like, yo, you got the movie? You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
I read one, a T-shirt, a movie, just when you see any African, you is like the epitome of stereotype, right?
So all Africans are cab drivers, all Africans are selling movies and T-shirts. Nah, come on, that's like all black people eat watermelon and fried chicken. All
black people do.
Only like fat asses.
Yeah, I swear to God, though, I've never seen a brother that ain't like chicken, though. Like, I don't know a brother like.
Nah, I know a few. It's some vegetarians. I mean, you don't like chicken.
That's what I'm about to say. If they don't like chicken, they ain't no meat.
There's dudes that like meat, red meat, and only red meat. Steaks and burgers.
Nowadays, a new generation of black brothers and sisters, we won't rock with pork and fat. We don't squat in the pig. We ain't no big and fat. BLT.
They say black people are the most out of weight people. See?
Not a new statistic. You ain't see the new statistic.
Yeah, that is the new statistic. I was looking at it today.
They were showing some town in Texas.
They probably black.
They were the black.
Oh, they probably the country. They country dudes.
They were the fattest people right now. Whole little town. Everybody averaged over 100 pounds. Over
500
pounds, excuse me.
500 pounds in town? That town getting money. They getting straight money in that town. That little town, they getting money because they eating up everything. But it's crazy.
You know what else is... You know what else is stereotype?
Go ahead.
When, you know, when a guy goes and sees a girl at nighttime, they say a booty call. Booty call is a stereotype. It's like only black people do booty calls in LA.
Yeah, that's the stereotype that only black people do booty
calls. If a white guy goes to see a girl at night time, it's a, you know, it's a date.
It's
a body
just
girl,
a date.
It's an after deal. It's a drink.
You're right,
it's
Stu.
It's a nightcap.
It's a nightcap. That's what it is.
It's not even called a booty call.
It's a nightcap. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
What is it if a Chinese guy goes to see
you? Yo, but listen to this. The stereotype, seriously, is that black people are making all the babies. That's a real stereotype. You know what? It's a stereotype that the Spanish people are making the babies now. Statistics show that Chinese people have more kids than both of us.
You don't see them.
You see them?
That's where they
be at.
They only let one walk outside.
Nah, you see, yo, you look around the neighborhood right now, Stu, for real.
That's the neighborhood. That's in America.
That's every neighborhood.
That's in America.
You're right.
You go to China. You go to China, ain't no family in certain parts of China with 10, 12 kids.
No, they can't have that many kids. That's why they're here in America.
Yeah.
They can only have one child in China. China is a big country.
Yeah, you know it's not.
And it's so big, and Chinese people got so many daggone kids that you can only have one child in China.
I'm going to tell you, another messed up stereotype rumor about Chinese people. Now, in America, when you see a Chinese person with a dog, you get worried. You don't know if they just, you know, raise them,
yo,
eat them.
But for real, though, think about it. How many Chinese people you see with pets?
But then nowadays, they do have dogs. You know, they it's messed up because they could just actually love them just like a dog. And you're thinking, oh, man. Like, and then you think when you go to a Chinese restaurant, you know, sometimes you look at the chicken wings because you think they're pigeon wings, you know. It's messed up, too.
Nah, I don't think a chicken wings are pigeon
wings. No, but there was rumors that, yo, you know, certain Chinese restaurants in the neighborhood, they were like, you're the chicken, the cats, and the
okay, now,
and
I'm not going to lie.
Chicken legs.
I don't know if they're cooking cats or whatever. But some of the Chinese food meat saying that, look
that's
crazy.
The messed up part about the black people is that we still go to eat there.
Yeah, we eat anything in the hood. I walked down
the Aruba. People was able to start the Aruba and still be eating there and be a cheese line. And
listen,
there's a
right down the block, there's a guy, probably a millionaire right now, selling the worst dollar pizza and the worst looking little beat up spot in the world to the neighborhood kids and whoever's buying his pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy, but I'm guaranteed that man is a millionaire right now with a dollar pizza. It's
mm-hmm.
a cereal. It's that right there. You know, black people, we definitely need to get on our healthy shit. Because if you look at the pizza, it's disgusting. It's like some dough and just some cheese they throwing in. And we in there spending our good money for a cheap dollar piece of bread with some cheese. And you don't know what they doing because look how you ever, when you go in there, that store looks horrible.
Now, am I being a stereotype when I'm saying I don't know, I only like my pizzas made by Italian. I think your pizza's made by Italian.
I'm just not a stereotype if you think Italian pizza.
Like, because now in America, you know, it doesn't taste the same. Like, the next pizza in Italian pizza doesn't taste the same.
No, it doesn't taste the same.
And you buy a pizza from Patsy's and you buy a pizza from the food stand. It doesn't taste the same.
From the chicken spot?
Chicken spot, it doesn't taste the same. It do not. It looks the same. But it's just sitting over. The difference is, you know why it's different in the pizza shop. Pizzas are sitting with pizza. Now, you go to the Mexican pizza, it's mixed with the fried chicken, the apple pie, the beef patty, and a hamburger. They're all in the same section, sit together. Easy access. Now, all right, another stereotype. And why would it be a stereotype? I mean, if I'm wrong, all Kennedy's have two Arabs and two Africans working.
Oh no, that could be true. I never noticed it.
Okay.
They probably all Muslim. It's probably not an Arab.
All the chilies or the fried chickens that don't belong to the Colonel. Nah, that's a stereotype. All those are old. Now that's what they say. All those. This is a real deep stereotype. All those places that
will
be owned by the
Taliban. Yeah, I don't put nothing past nothing because they got to find their funding somewhere. I said I didn't say I believe it or not believe it. I said I don't put nothing past nothing because they all got to make their funding somewhere. And these stores, man, back in the day, they done took the pictures down, but back in the day, you know what you used to see. They used to have their pictures of them in their country with their guns and rifles and all kind of stuff. The kids and everybody. They took the pictures down now because people, after that 9/11 stuff, but you know what I'm talking about every time you walked into one of the little corner stores.
Why do they chicken taste away too? Why do the chicken don't taste like fried chicken?
Now, they might be giving you some. No.
I mean, I'm just asking you. Have you ever seen it? They fry it, you watch little guys go in the back. They all got the little...
So what their chicken taste like?
It doesn't taste like Kentucky.
I mean, no chicken tastes
like
Kentucky chicken.
You know,
Kentucky chicken is nasty now.
Kentucky chicken is great.
Kentucky chicken is not the man.
Sorry.
I don't know what happened to special batter. It used to be special. It's soggy now.
That's
a stereotype.
Yes,
that's not a stereotype. Kentucky Fried Chicken is not
like
the same.
Too much gravy on our chicken.
I ain't saying nothing about the gravy. I said the fried chicken is soggy.
They're not soggy.
It is soggy.
I like make that Sylvia cook with lard. That's what, you know. Remember what I'm saying?
She probably do. That was one of the... Listen, lard is the biggest seasoning in black people's meals.
Oh, my God. Hold up. We got to get into the meeting now. Kay Nicole.
You know I'm not wrong about that.
You know what I want
not
to
say? Not all black people.
I really.
Black people lose lard and fat back. And it's the truth.
Really?
Especially for them collard greens.
I really, really, really want you to do
especially
so.
For them neck bones. Especially for a lot of things they cook with. I'm not saying that's that all of you lose. I'm just saying that's the true fact. Them dope, good collard greens that you probably thought were just regular collard greens was cooked with some fat back.
United States.
I hate to tell you, you ate some pork, so.
United States, and everybody all over the world.
Yeah.
You are, I want y'all to know something. You are where you at is.
Beach to Spain.
And the one thing I want Kay and Nicole to know is I want you to do one thing. Can you do this for me?
Slow down.
About your wig. Now, Wooly Willy got a pair of my sneakers. Wonder where he got them because I hid them behind my speakers. The optic of your affection is the T-top connection. What makes you feel you love to smoke the wools? The crackmen, the crackmen, they come up to my door. I don't smoke jump, so what they knocking for? Kids love to feel on your bed, got a feel on your street. Time is limited to days. On your crack cards, they're getting only 8 and see to come back. Damn, Mr. Shane, you're the mighty queen of vows with a wide-eyed look and a rotten tooth. With the swagger, now you simply stagger from one spot on to the next spot on to the next spot on to the next. Bitch, get a job for me, you won't rob, cause I smack you with a hose filled with sand. Now give that to the crack man. You was fly once, now you're losing all your front. Started off light on the tip of Woody's blunt, but now you get a stripe, graduated to the pipe, took a long tour. Hype, yeah, head crack, head crack. You smoked up that stack in a minute.
Hey, your ex, wasn't that your girl?
Yeah, I had to drop her because she caught on the plastic and I just couldn't stop her.
Slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down.
I knew this girl named Chopper Cannon. She's always juicing, producing cash from a sexual past. She loves men that trick like Halloween and treat. You ain't paid and your grade is incomplete. You got a flash dollar to prove her. And when you do, she sucks it up like a Hoover. Taking all your paper, inhalation of ace. Her nasal passage filled with money and it's massive.
What I have, what I have.
Well, what you are is a stunt man. You're on a hunt and your plan is to take all you can from a man and grand. I've seen it time before, you're not original. Just a sick mixed up individual. Giving up the crop for a fresh gold watch. Marking off the goods you get, going up another notch. Your ways in action are like those of a savage. If the price is right, then anyone can rabbit. Even Monty Hall can have himself a ball if his assets are in order. What's really scary is just somebody's order. So don't come around trying to make a profit. At the expense of another man, stop it. Cause you see, you're the freak show of the town. Or what I think you ought to do. When you end up in the casket, sister, there's no need in speeding. She was doing ways before she started bleeding. What makes a bitch wanna act in this fashion? Pulled more stunts than my man Action Jackson. A real gold winner, just like Bruce Jenner. Laid a bitch on the bed and then you run right in her. Hoover makes no mistake. She said, rock me tonight. And then she spreads the skin. The hoe was just a hoe, and that's without the controversy. She can make a bed spring, sing the song of mercy. Come on, touch, you can take a thousand dutch. Scrub that ass, and I still pass. You're living fast. Now, see, it ain't no reason for you to be out here skeezing, cause it's not the season. So if you wanna live foul and be a dumb dude, a dumb, dumb bitch, well, go ahead. You're living fast. Shout to my DJ Alamo on the help out. And I'm out like that.
What I am is what I am. What I am is what I am. That's what everybody out there must do.
That's
where
it.
The dogs at?
I like that.
Where the dogs at?
This K Nicole, we you just tuning in, anybody tuning in, we over here talking about stereotypes and the crazy race questions that all of us, I don't care what nationality, what race you are, what gender you are, you don't have somebody wonder something weird about you, or you have wondered something weird or thought something crazy
like
about somebody else.
The fact is, you got a 007 in your pocket. Right.
007, what's that?
A knife.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, they
007.
Say that. If Spanish people going to cut you.
You got a knife in your pocket. if you're black, you know, you're going to rob me. If you walk by, you know, and this is something that every black man is saying, and they like, no matter what state, what town.
Yeah,
you
right about that.
Any other race, a female of any other race, people got to be paying them attention. They will clutch their pocketbook.
They will move to the side.
The pocketbook clutch always happens. You be looking somewhere else, and you feel somebody staring at you, and you turn around and look at them, and they clutch their pocketbook.
Yo,
that is so annoying.
But Stu, I ain't gonna front. You are 3'4"?
Mm-hmm.
Like 200 pounds, 200 and something? Big. Chocolate, sexy, all that black dude, but I ain't gonna lie. I would be like, oh.
Let me tell you something. Now, this is what happens. The little polite dudes help you in the building.
That's the crazy one. You see the ones that's robbing everybody. It's a little tiny
like
man.
They're like, first he was so polite. He helped me with the bag. And then boom, back, boom, boom.
And that big black one saved me.
And the big black one wasn't even looking at you. He was just trying to find the building he was going in. You know, when you're big and black, you're robbing this white neighborhood. Let me just find... We find Raul's house and get upstairs, you know, and you know what I'm saying? It happened to me a few times. And then by the time the police come, they don't look at the guy that did it.
They be right there, right?
They be like, to the lady, I said, no, you saved me. You know, I'm sorry, guys. All right, guys.
I feel bad for you because, yo, I ain't going to front you some real stuff. I don't walk to the store with Stu and... I feel so bad. They done stopped him, one of his ID and everything. I mean, just because he had on a snorkel coat at the time. They swear to God he was a drug dealer right there. Like, yo, he's a drug dealer.
Drug dealer.
I'm searching. I'm looking
like
at
God,
them.
Man. It
was horrible. But you do get the stereotype, man.
Then the white boy with the Batman suit come with the gun right out. Walk in the movie with the gun. The Batman piece, you know? Another way, you know, it's
and he was regular. They didn't feel nothing about this man with some bright red hair, bright orange red, whatever.
Looking like the Joker. Yeah. I'm just saying this is how it go down, you know? This is what your boy Rush Limbaugh is for him. He stereotypes everybody. Even if he is, what's your mom, Rush Limbaugh? He stereotypes that you white, the type of white person you don't like, you know, like fair white people. But there are a lot of fair white people up here.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, that's China. You know, everybody, you know, I always like to say that because this is kind of a new America in some way, and a little bit. But they try. That's why Republicans, you know. Now, see, now, that's we being stereotypical when we say Republicans are racist and black Republicans are Uncle Tom.
Are we being
stereotypical to say that? Because I really don't like Herman, whatever his name is, the pizza man. And I don't like him because he was black and Republican. Because I kind of like Michael Steele a little bit, you know?
You still like who?
You know the Michael Steele dude to be on MSNBC. There's a black dude, one day he got a beard, one day he's cool face, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He's cool, so, you know, even though he's a Republican, you know, he's like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, I feel
yeah,
he,
you know what,
you know,
I like him because I like the way he talk. He talk with sense. He's not talking no craziness.
Yeah, he's not talking partisan, you know, he represents his Republican.
Yeah,
he's a former Republican National Chair or something like that, but, you know... His style is a little different, so he makes you be like, all right, you know, boom. There's a couple of Republicans that I mess with, you know what I mean? That I do mess with, like, I'm
yeah,
not going to lie.
I mess with what's his name? What's his name? What's the one with the funny arms?
Oh,
McCain. I like McCain.
You know, I voted for Obama, but I did, you know, if it was McCain against somebody else, like Bush, I would have went for McCain over Bush. I would have went for Senator McCain over Bush. And but you know, I wouldn't went for Sarah Palin though. I think Sarah Palin is
Sarah Palin, man. Oh man.
Nah, that's nothing. Are we being stereotypical with Sarah Palin?
No, Sarah Palin is an ass.
Like when you say she's 50, is it just maybe that's just the Alaskan
No.
way? Like we not, you know, we don't live in Alaska. Even though in America, it's a different type of place.
I got a couple Alaskan friends. They don't sound like Sarah Palin.
Got a couple.
Yeah.
There was the only seven black. They were the three of the seven black.
And they black.
Like
and they black.
Three of the
This does not sound like Sarah Palin's dissy ass.
She's outdoors, man. So, you know, she's out there hunting.
She's just.
Come on.
She's just ridiculous. She shouldn't even be in a race. She'd be having
Barack
me dying.
Obama, and now they try to diss her. All
she said they should just get rid of Biden.
Bad shot, Dick Cheney got murdered. They said about her.
Sarah Palin. Oh, yoki doki, doki doki.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you something. Biden is. Remember how we used to say Clinton was the first black president? Biden is the first black vice president.
Yeah, I'll give it.
He
can't
go down with that one. They're gonna put change on y'all. That one was deep. I was like, yo, you hear?
That guy
like
yelled
black
out. He said, what? They going to put change back on y'all.
He sounded like a black person.
Listen to what the Republicans, I mean, you know, a little off subject, but look at what the Republicans are offering. I want to get into some music real quick. I got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about still. So I got to get into some music real quick because I got to come back and tell you. Put a little quick short. We'll be right back.
I said, tell me what's really going on. Drizzy back up in this thing, I'm ready. What's happening? Gone for surgery, but now I'm back again. I'm about my paper like a motherfucking scratch and win. World Series attitude, champagne bottle life. Nothing ever changes, so tonight is like tomorrow night. I will have a model wife. Your bitch is as hot as ice. Every time you see me, I look like I hit the lotto twice.
Drake, you got him right.
Yeah, I got him, bun. I love myself cause I swear that life is just not as fun. Neese got the weed, Hush got a gun. CJ got my credit cards and a lot of ones. Yeah, I'm in the city of the purple Sprite. Someone tell Malaya I'm on fire, she should work tonight. Call up King of Diamonds and tell Shana it be worth the flight. I be at my table stacking dollars to the perfect height. Work something, twerk something basis. She just trying to make it, so she right here getting naked. I don't judge her, I don't judge her, but I could never love her, cause to her I'm just a rapper, and soon she'll have met another. That's why me and Lil Jazz about to spaz. Can you keep up? I'm just feeling sorry for whoever gotta sweep up. Yeah, bills everywhere, trill everything, and Drake just stand for do right and kill everything. I love Nicki Minaj, I told her I'd admit it. I hope one day we get married just to say we fucking did it. And girl, I'm fucking serious, I'm with it if you with it, cause your verses turn me on and your pants are mighty fitted. Oh, damn, I think you caught me in a moment like I catch them stealing flows, cause I swear I never loaned it. And life ain't a rehearsal, the camera's always rolling. So come and get a portion of this money that we blowing, cause it's on. Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Yeah, I hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Can you just tell me what you down for? Anything you down for? I know things have changed, no, I used to be around more. But you should
miss me a little when I'm gone. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Oh shit, motherfucker, goddamn. Kicking bitches out the condo like Pam. Getting money every day, I'm a groundhog. About to scoop your girl up like a ground ball. I walk light, so I don't piss the ground off. Man, I swear my bitches do it till they suck the brown off. That's nasty. Yes, I am wheezy, but I ain't asthmatic. James Bond cologne, honey, I put on. Make them run and tell their friends like a marathon. Voice baritone, haters carry on. Beat the pussy up, call me Larry Holmes, Young Money, Jerry Sloan. I turn every stone. When she masturbates to me, that's how she learn every song. To the women I condone, better write me when I'm gone. No, I'm not that thuggish, not that druggish, but I do pack bones. I'm a love machine, and I won't work for nobody but you. It's only me and her, cause the Bugatti a coupe. It's blood gang slime, but I pilot with Snoop. I ain't lying, I shoot. You don't need signs for proof. Turn you to a vegetable, like you lying in soup. And when I'm in the booth, bitch, the lion is loose. Man, I got so many styles, I am a group. Damn, I be gone to November. But fuck it, I ain't tripping. I know Drizzy gon' kill him. I'm sticking to the script like lint on denim. Mama said if the rules ain't bent, don't bend them. Real nigga talking, shut the fuck up, ho. Gotta do it one time for Haiti. What up, though? We the F, baby, and the F is for front, though. Cause that's where I bring it. Sue if you bang it, motherfucker.
Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Yeah, I hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
And you just tell me what you down for, anything you down for. I know things have changed, no, I used to be around more, but you should
miss me a little when I'm gone. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Lab in our hearts. JJ, love you, boy.
8 times.
I'm gone. Big Stu, K. Nicole.
Yeah.
Ladies' night.
Yeah. So, you know, tonight we on a racial level. We talking about stereotypes and crazy racial questions. Stu, let me ask you. I know you got some crazy stuff. Tell me something racially motivated towards you. A question or, you know, something somebody might have asked you or wanted to know about you. Or maybe even something you always wondered about somebody else's race.
Well, I remember going to the Poconos one day, right? And they had a little, you know, it was a little, they had a thing where they wanted somebody to shoot the ball, you know, from far, you know what I'm saying? Basketball, we went up, we stayed, you know, in that hotel. I got the, like, you know, the champagne towel, you know, the champagne, but we got up that hotel, that the pool and the room and all that. So you,
oh,
you
that's
know,
the Caesars
thing. Yeah, the Cold Havens and all that, Caesars Palace joint. So, and then, you know, so now they got activities. And the activity is somebody shoots from all the way from the other side of the court,
uh-huh.
You know? You automatically win a stay. They treated me like I was a ringer. You know, I didn't even get a chance to get the ball, man. I was the only black guy, tall black guy in the place. It was like I automatically was going to win, you know?
They was rooting for you, or they was all white people?
They put pressure on me, man. They were like, he's going to win. Yo, he got it. He's got it in the past. They didn't see me shoot or nothing. I walked through, you know, and I said, yeah, I signed my name, and next thing you know, I almost won. Mind you, I almost got it in. But it was like, it was just that automatically, yeah, I almost got it in, I didn't get it in. But it was just that, you know, it took the fun out of it for me because I wanted to be like, you know, I wanted to feel excited like everybody. Like, you know, I might not made it, but, you know, people was quitting when they seen the black guy signing the paper. Like, oh, man, we're not, he's got it. You know, people walking out the gym, the black guy got it, you know. And it's like, God, you know, I can't even have fun. Man,
that's,
you know,
the big stereotype. All black people know how
can't
to play
dance
ball.
And can't play ball.
All white people can't dance.
Can't say that no more. White people can't say that.
No, that's a stereotype. White people always were dancing. You remember Footloose? They
yeah,
was doing their thing.
Footloose was the train. That they wasn't dancing then.
Whatever.
They started dancing after Vanilla Ice. He broke the wheels.
They was dancing. White people was dancing in the '30s and all that stuff, doing
now, yeah,
all that hop around.
I'm not talking about the Ginger Rogers and.
But they could
you know,
dance. It's just
yeah,
saying
dance.
That all white
I'm
people
dance,
can't dance.
No, I'm not talking. I'm talking about dancing. They really started dancing that, but Vanilla Ice broke the race barrier. Do 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 ice. They doing little
yeah.
Kids going at him.
Yeah.
That's what, after that, white people was like, we can do that. Look at him go. he was gone. And that's that. And the Running Man still, if you see No Lie, you go to a job party, a business party, and I don't care what's a good hip hop song come out, somebody white on the job is going to start doing the Running Man. You know that. That
you know what? That's not really a stereotype, man. Because I remember one time I went out. I was working. I was young, too. I was doing, I just got a little job at a trading firm called Knight Securities in Jersey. You know, I was so young, I wish I'd have kept that job today. You know what I'm saying? I could have been one of them traders on Wall Street.
Okay, Nicole, just tell us what happened.
Anyway. Right. So anyway, I'm working, right? So every year they have like a little annual boat ride, you know, the CEOs, and I'm going to do a nice boat ride for the trading company and everybody that works there, which was nice. I mean, the food was nice. Everything was nice. Right? Here comes some music. People starting to get their little groove on, drinking, whatever. Here comes some little, I forgot what it was. It was one of the black songs, but, you know, an older song, but, you know, rocking. You know what I'm talking about. And I looked at my boss in, like, utter shock. This is the CEO of the company, Kevin. I don't know what he was doing. He looked like he was just doing a cartoon or some shit. Like, he was, like, running me in at the same time. I never seen nothing like that in my life. And, I mean, he was beat red, and he was dancing all night like that. Like, he would just tap dance and run in and everything at the same time. I was shocked to see this man doing this to all the black music.
Cut the rug, do we, honey?
That's exactly how he looked. Like, he would say something like that. But I was just utterly shocked to hear every time, like, one of the rhythm black songs came on, he was just skipping. Like, I don't know what you call it. It wasn't even a Running Man.
And let me tell you.
That shit was straight up the call to.
Black people do not do the Running Man. I'm
going to
break down things
that
we do. Wait, y'all, let me tell you something. If it's a black dude doing the Running Man, check him out for, pat him down for PCP.
Yeah,
that's how it's going out of Harlem. You know, anyway, and let me see, that's the stereotype, too. I just didn't know that. Anyway, because this is all, you know, some people just, you know, this is what I've been doing, I'm going to stick to it. This new stuff is difficult. Because I ain't going to lie, you know what I mean? Like the Dougie.
Nah, this new stuff is crazy. I'm going to stick to my
like
one, too. I'm on beat. I'm not doing that.
I'm not trying to do the Dougie. I grew up around Dougie because I watched Dougie first then. All right. The Dougie is not a retarded brand. The Dougie can do a thing now that's move up and down. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You know, Doug, a lot of brothers did it, but Doug was the star who did it, you know, who did the dance, and he rightfully so. To get it called Dougie, even though there's a lot of cats out there. Like, we were doing that dance in the 80s. No, we all were doing that dance. That was just how we did it. Well, you know, that was just that Harlem swag thing. But Truth Be Dog put it out there early, you know, put it out there. Now, when you go to a party, right, in the West, back in the, why everybody just leaning back, right? Boom, boom, boom. Like, you remember how they, like, leaning back? Like, even them dance. You go out to California, dance their ass up. You see a video of California dudes, like an old Dr. Dre video, and everybody just got their hands up. Like, you know, just a gangbanging thing, you know? And it's not like that. So, I mean, I don't give a damn it's a gangbanging thing, but a party, they be getting down, you know? But videos, stereotype videos will make you think, there's dudes over there with blue plaid shirts, and there's dudes over there with red plaid shirts, and they all just doing this one type of dance that you see them doing Snoop Doggy Dog video. It was 5 foot 2 Doggy Dog videos, and everybody ran with that little, oh, this is how we do it. You see every show, when they show the black ghetto dude, he was dressed with a plaid shirt, sunglasses, and a skull cap. Am I right?
Wow.
Tell me that's not. When you think of a California gangster.
Yeah, I think about a California gangster. You know what? It's a stereotype. I'm probably thinking about a little Spanish dude.
Or a black dude
with a flannel button all the way up.
You go out there and see a cat looking like he's from Harlem or Bronx or Brooklyn. You'd be like, oh, you from Cali? See him? Oh, he'd be wild dude. You know, and he got the same look, same swag, just he's got a different slang and a different talk when you kick it with him. And it's the same thing when the Cali dudes come out here. Now, I don't care how they feel about their gang movies, you know. And that stereotype that all East Coast gangs are soft. Now there's a lot, you know, one thing you gotta see what these guys. The East Coast been killing just like West Coast been killing, you know, there's killers everywhere. So, you know, I believe what Susan said that they live by different rules than us. You know? But I don't believe that, you know, all East Coast gangbangers are not, because some of the dudes got family in the West Coast, like, you know, this is some California dudes, and, you know, all these dudes trickling over. It all depends, you know? It all depends on who, to me, because I've seen dudes that really roll with dudes that's really, you know, that Snoop might know, you know what I mean? Like, dudes that's really respected, heavy cats came from the West to the East and really helped brothers start their little sets up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a hand few of them. And he kind of said that. He said, like, if you don't know somebody and whatever, whatever. So it's not really serious to be cool about. But, you know, that's, you know what I'm saying? But
no, it is stereotypical to say that all the people from the East Coast don't know how West Coast roll. You know what I'm saying? That's stereotypical. There's some real gangbangers out here, and there's a bunch of bullshitters. But there's some real dudes that follow the gang code just the way the West Side do. But there's some real, there's more probably perpetrators out here than
I think they don't get to see the real dudes too much, because the real dudes that follow that gang thing is not in the rap game.
As real, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The
right.
Real cats that, you know, that's really going hard with the gang stuff, or they really into that banging in the streets in Harlem and Brooklyn and the Bronx. Usually them dudes don't be into the gang. You know, they don't be rapping. You know what I mean? They might be a dude to rap a higher. You know what I'm saying? Something to that degree. But, you know, this ladies night, man. We got to take a minute. We talking
yes,
about it.
Yes, ladies night, Stu. You going to go talk about all this stuff. We want to keep getting into the stereotypes. I'm going to go through some of the stereotypes that they say is about us. Black people, white people, all of them. I'm going to just talk about something. You want to play the music, or you want me to get into
it? Yeah. So we can jump into some. See, I'm gonna tell you, this song right here was a great song. You know, it's a great song to me about that knocked down stereotype. But it took my man, one of the dudes who I like a lot from the West Coast. I always told him I'm a Snoop fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it took Snoop Dogg, and then took him with a pop girl, Big Pan. You know what I mean? It's from California, girl. Which is, I like that song. It's hot. You like that song?
Yeah, it's cool. It's hot.
Let's get into that.
Let's get into that.
The song that knocked down stereotypes. Took a pop person, mixed it with a gangster, so-called gangster rapper, blah, 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 and made a hot song that reaches everybody.
It is a hot song.
It reaches the hardcore people, and it reaches pop people, and it reaches everybody.
Listen now. Beef Stu Radio, y'all. This is K. Nicole, DJ Big Stu. We're going to get into this joint, and we'll be back.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet, and wild. There must be something in the water. Sipping, getting juice. Laying underneath the palm trees.
Okay.
And done. Break your necks. Trying to creep a little sneaky.
turn it up, cause it's getting heavy. Wild, wild, West Coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones, I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her bun. The girl's great, she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play, I love the bay, just like I love LA. Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything. Homeboys banging out, all that ass hanging out. Bikinis, zucchinis, martinis, no weenies, just the king and the queenie. Katie, my lady, look at here, baby. I'm all up on you, cause you representing California.
Every Friday night.
That's right.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
Yes, sir.
That's right. For those of y'all and y'all tuning in, me and Stu talking about stereotypes, racial stereotypes, and the crazy racial questions some of us have went through.
Okay.
Crazy. When I was in, I remember when I was in junior high school, and I will never forget this. I had this little white friend. She was a little chubby white friend, but she was cute, but she used to hang with us, you know. And the rest of my crew was all black, and we had another Spanish girl. And she just used to always tell me, like, oh, I wish I was black. I used to be looking at her like, you wish you was black? And that was just crazy to me, you know what I'm saying? How you wish you was black? You know, and we wishing we was, and some of them black ones was wishing they was white too back in them days, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy how some people think that other people's lives are better. That's a big time stereotype. When you think that somebody is living a way better life than you, just on the perception of them being white, just on the perception of them either worse than you, on the perception that they're black, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the biggest stereotypes. You know, Stu, what you think about that? One of the biggest stereotypes I say is this perception that you will see a white person and think that that white person is doing better than you, and the perception that the white person will look at us and think that he's doing better than us, and we live in the same neighborhood in the same building.
Well, that's why, right? When I see a white person that's like a bum or homeless, I don't get on the money because I always think he's doing better than me.
You think he's lying, right?
You think
he's lying.
He's pretending.
That's a stereotype
right
there. You pretending.
You
want
to go jump
into
Mercedes Benz.
You want them dudes
that
collecting
it. Back, you know? You give a black person.
That's a hell of a job.
You give anybody else, Chinese, black, Spanish, something a quarter, but when you see the white person, you hesitate to give them a quarter because you just don't believe that he's really, you know, you think he's running a scam. You know,
and there's people that's
the
out there to scam every day collecting hundreds of dollars, and that's their life. If you think about it, you're collecting $200-$400 every day. You're getting paid. It's people's life, man. I had a friend and I knew for, like, friend cool, and he would do that. Like, when he told me that, you know, I had a whole perception of him. I wish he'd have never told me that because it made me just look at him like, oh, really? You would just sit there laying on the train like he was a bum? Just so people could give you money? I can't see that. You on the train begging? I'm like, so where you used to go? I never seen you on the train begging. He would say he would go somewhere far, Queens or somewhere out of his borough. I would have never told nobody that, Stu. I would have kept that to myself.
Well, I had a situation where I had seen a white guy he was a train, and he was, you know, he was getting quite a money. His story was deep, you know, I'm hungry, this and this and that. And the messed up part about this thing, me and him, is that around my neighborhood, you know, you know, I have to go past a little part where they doing their thing at, you know what I mean? And I know, and there's a lot of my homies over there. So, you know, I walked over there, and I'm talking to my homies, just giving them a brief conversation, keeping it real. And here comes the same guy from the train. With all the money he collected with that good story, he went and spent all that money that he got on the train with the brothers. And I had to ask him, I said, yo, what did you do from the train, man? And he said the story. He was like, yeah, man, how good did I sound?
Wow. Did he even ask you how good he sounded?
He couldn't front him because I watched him when I watched him with the money on.
Did you give him money?
I told you. Look up there, you told me when I see a white guy.
Oh, the white guy. All right, you didn't say
yeah.
that. Biggest stereotype.
And it happened to be real true. And it was like, he was in there. He wasn't like rich, though. He probably still really needed the money. He just wasn't spending the money on what he needed.
He wasn't spending on it. The story was a lie, but
no
he needed the money to get high. Most of them need the money to get high. Most of them, a lot of them nowadays might really truly be homeless, but most of them back in the days were just using the way it just means to get money. If you got a good enough story, somebody will help you. I'm going to tell you some true story right here.
Don't you say all the kids, so it's true about all the kids that sell candy in the train, they just go on the bottom.
It might not be, but some of them are.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going for basketball, I'm going for baseball.
Now, some of them will get on the train straight up and down, like I'm just trying to make some extra money because I don't want to be selling drugs, so I'm hustling candy.
But then there's some that give you the speech.
Some of them got real speech.
Like Jesus Christ, Saint Latter-day Saints Church, and the Reverend Mickey Johnson, I seen one kid read the thing and read the whole thing, and I was wondering was he keeping it real because his presentation was so fly. You know, he had a book, pulled something out the book, and you know.
Some of them be real with it. Most of them got a story to tell. You know what I'm saying? It's a hustle.
So do you?
I know a kid that. In New York, they got the United Homeless, whatever. You know, the little guys that be out. A lot of times, they be around 34th Street, downtown Manhattan. They got the little stand. Or sometimes, you even get the guys that come on a train with the cup, which you ain't supposed to listen on the train anyway. I knew a guy that had a job, a night job, and every morning, he would go down there and work with them to be on the street in a certain area collecting money. Around Christmas time, they would collect a lot of money. Come to find out, the only thing that they had to give up to the homeless shelter or whatever the whole organization was the pennies. All the monies, 20s, whatever he got, supposedly, he kept. Those guys are making good money. I mean, some people really need help, but most people are hustling you. That's stereotype, but some truth to it. You know what I'm saying?
All the brothers that come from Vietnam, you can't go to.
Yeah, that's a stereotype, but a lot of them dead, though. All of them wasn't, but a lot of them dead. All right, this is the biggest stereotype. I should leave this one for last. All black men are well endowed. That's a stereotype.
I could tell you that, you know. If you had to ask me, I would say yeah.
How do you know? Just because you just think you well endowed?
I'm just judging for me. You know, I'm just judging for me.
Who told you was well endowed? Girl told you that, girl? So all guys that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nah, that's a stereotype. That's just like saying all white guys are not. That's a stereotype. Stereotype.
Saying all Chinese are not?
And say all Chinese got little things. I don't know. That's what they... Listen, I'm going to tell you what I heard about Chinese women. All Chinese men have little penises, and all the Chinese women... all of my Chinese women coochies are slanted or sideways. They sideways. Like if the split is not up down, it's like side to side. You know what I'm saying? That's what I. And listen to me. I thought Chinese women was like that for a while, and I'm not the only one.
Oh, man, I don't know. I never heard that one.
Listen, I'm not the only one, because when I was going to school, I had a couple of guys that wanted to have sex with the Chinese girls just to find out if it is like that. But for a while, you know, you start thinking about it like, yeah, damn, they got some weird stuff going on down there.
Wow.
It's just crazy. Oh, like they say, all Chinese people don't have eyebrows or eyelashes or something like that. They don't have eyelashes. It's not made with them. You know what? Now I'm going to look at a Chinese person.
I'm not going to go stare at a Chinese person just to see if they got an eyelash, because I know they do.
How do you know?
They have to. They're human beings. Maybe that's the way their face is planted, you might not see it.
All right. All black women, all black men like white women.
Wear weave.
What?
Said all black women wear weave.
All black women wear weave. That's definitely a stereotype.
I don't know. I might be going for...
All black women don't wear weave. There's some black women that got some
nice hair. I
might
be rolling with the cucumbers on this.
Nah, there's some black women with some beautiful hair. But we, most of us, including me, like to add a couple of
inches sometimes. It's hard to tell, boy. Nothing, boy. She was telling me,
weave, wigs, that's this.
Then you go to her house and...
I mean, whatever. Do you really care? Do you really care?
Last season on the couch.
Do you really care, though?
Sometimes it makes a difference in what's under there.
It makes a difference? What you mean? Is she, like, completely bald-headed?
Yeah, because then she might pull off one leg and start hopping around.
I mean, does it matter? You still going to get it, right? Or you going to run away if she don't got, if her leg come off?
You ever seen I'm going to get you, sucker?
You going to run away? If you feeling
if
this girl,
pull off her
y'all about
and
to get it popping.
Yo. If she pull off the hair and the wig, she's completely bald. Then she pull off a leg, I'm running.
You're not running still. You're going to hit
like
that,
now.
And you're going to be like, yo, I
run,
did
man.
This
I'm
crazy.
I'm going to throw the leg to her so she can't catch me. I'm going to throw the leg a little further. And I'm going to run out there. Did she pull her leg off like they did on YouTube?
What if she domed out and just she got a little... fake leg. Like, come on. That's messed up.
You tell a brother before you get him to your house.
Yeah, but she thinking, like, if she tell you, you're going to run anyway. So she going to have a nice time. And hopefully you like her enough to accept her how she is. You wouldn't go. You were so wrong. You wouldn't date a girl with
saying,
one leg.
I don't think that. I'm not saying that it can't be a relationship. I'm just saying that I think
it's shocking.
The shock value shouldn't be there. It would be messed up. If you dating a girl, you don't want to see her, you're thinking about her, you're picturing her, then it's a wooden leg there. You're going to be like, oh, wow, you know? The music, the record going to stop. Whatever record was playing, it's going to be.
Listen,
now,
you know what, Stu? I might agree with you on that one, because if I'm dating a guy and I really like him, and then all of a sudden he just pull off
a
limb,
I'm telling you, you and the guy, I kiss
I'm be like, wow.
A guy and a girl, they kiss another.
She be hopping on one leg. Come
girl.
On, Stu, let's go.
She goes down and, you know, she feels the guy's leg, and he goes, hold on, baby, let me do it. He rolls up his pants and pull off his thigh and throw it down on the floor. Now let's go.
Nigga, happened to me.
It's time to talk. It's like some questions need to be answered. First of all, how it happened, you know.
You got a fat
ass
and one leg, and you going to run? Nah, you ain't going to run. You might not like her after you hit it, but you going to probably
stay
there.
Well, you know, I ain't going to lie, though. I had an old-time friend, real talk. She said it was the best he ever had in his life.
Yo, she only got one leg.
No,
you know what she was doing?
No, this one was deeper than that. He said she didn't have no arms and no legs. She's in the wheelchair.
No arms and no legs? No.
She had a pretty face. He said he went to her house to fix something.
Yo, all he had to do was twist her around. He could have just spent her around.
She had the fake legs that she could put on, you know. Like, she had, like, little arms. But she would have little fake legs. And, yeah, little arms. And, you know, he said he kept coming at him all the time. He had to go something to fix in the house. And
yeah, your friend is just disgusting.
He said one day he was drunk and he had to fix something else. He said he knew what it was about and he just did it. So after that, he never stopped going for the rest of his career.
Yeah, he married her?
No, he didn't marry her, but he kept on the low.
Yeah, he was spinning this lady with no arms and no legs, like Stu. I'm sorry, I don't know. That's just how nasty men are. Men don't care. They just dump anybody. He just found some real ill. He was just nasty because he don't want her. He just liked what he could do with her.
I mean, is it stereotypical that she can't be a freak because she's crippled?
She is. I didn't say that she can't be, but
is it stereotypical that he can't have feelings for her that she's crippled?
It's not stereotypical. What he's not going to do is bring her around anybody. He's not going to do it.
Could maybe go, I don't know.
He's not going to do
her around.
Listen, she could just, he just spin her. She just spin
around.
Roll
her around, you know?
She could do everything.
It might be hard.
Kevin, he just
holds him up. She just, ew, that just sounds nasty. I don't even want to talk about that no more. We going to move on. That's disgusting. I'm not saying she don't need no love, yeah. I swear to God, I'm not saying she don't need no love. But that just is like, that's too much to handle right there. All right, I get a guy, he ain't got no legs, no arms, but a big-ass cock. I don't know if I could do that. I just don't. I'm going to be looking at the rest of him that's missing. I can't. Everybody got to do what they got to do. And that person, they need love too, but Lord, Lord. No legs and no arms?
Mm.
He said that was the best.
I don't know. Maybe she did yoga.
Yeah, listen, she didn't have to do nothing. She just was spinning. Spinning.
I don't know if she was spinning, but...
She was spinning.
He was going back.
All black men don't take care of their children. Now that is the biggest. That's another big. That's up on the top.
That's a crazy. Well, that probably was something that was started back in the early days, but nowadays.
Nah, even in the early days, all black men did
like
not run out on their children.
Care, but I'm saying that was just something like when they would just be like Papa was a Rolling Stone or songs like that. You know, them days.
Let me tell you something.
You know,
I could go through the whole list of how many white children are out there with fathers in jail.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying where that stereotype thing comes from back in the days and to the music and the situations. You got to remember, back in the days, a lot of brothers had to go get jobs that they was riding on trains and this and this and that. And those jobs kind of broke families up, even though brothers took care. You know, they broke families up.
I'm not saying
that
they didn't, but they're saying that all men don't take care of their kids.
That's when that stereotype thing came up around that time.
It's just a stereotype, man. It's a stereotype.
And then, you know, you go on TV and you see some dumb dudes on Judge Joe Brown and Judge this and Judge that and Judge this.
It's a stereotype. It's always been a stereotype.
And 1% of the black brothers that don't, because most of the black brothers I know and most of the cats I grew up with, they all take care of their kids.
Listen, I grew up and my
daddy
was taking great care of me.
I love my daddy.
Listen, my dad was even taking care of one of my sisters who dad wasn't around as much as my dad was, but he was still around. I'll give her father still props because he was still around, but I seen my dad a little more and he was just snatched up.
Everybody
my sister
that
too.
A lot of proud fathers in the hood these days. Look at all the Father's Day events and brothers out there with their sons. Granted, some dudes probably just go get their kids and come with their kids.
It's a stereotype to just say it's black men. It's just whatever situation is, that consists of all men. I'm talking about all men.
Yeah. That's,
you know. You know what? It's men. Some men.
Well, it doesn't just be with black men. Could it be with white men?
Yeah.
They break up with their wives.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
It's just for men, you know?
Listen, they will.
And another stereotypical thing is that women make better parents than men. That's
I don't know about that still.
Yeah.
I don't know doubt think a man could make some welfare check for clothes or go partying. Nah, that's not fair to say. But some of them do. Some of them on welfare don't really need it. It's a lot of people perpetrating. And that's on both sides. Cause I was just looking at something saying that they just bust a lot of people that's owning businesses and collecting welfare. I mean, collecting food stamps and all that stuff.
Well, let's get into some music.
Get into some other racial stereotypes. Let me just say the last two I have, and then we're going to get into some music. You know what? Let's go ahead in the music then. I got some more racial stereotypes, different racial stereotypes, and you tell me what you think. This is K. Nicole Beastie Radio.
Ricky Rose, there's something special right here. Excuse the marijuana, just trying to enjoy myself. We got some gangsters in the house too. Come on.
Or the new white BM home from FAMU with a gorgeous face. Next semester she transferred to Florida State. Cooking like home ec for financial aid. I hella doubt she had problems with financial aid. Remember, meantime, my finance is straight. I even opened up the door to the financial state. She used to fight with her mom till I set them both down. Now she tight with her mom. Yeah, I put the ice on her arm. Now she knows she getting sliced, spending nights in Milan. Still blow weed together. Cheating on her, but we still gon' be together. Put the house on the water, hit the beach whenever. She from the north and still can't believe the weather.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her.
Now you in the big league. A black sign, who wouldn't wanna play for me? Your last man was a chump, and you can tell him I said it. He was talking loud at first, but you can see that he did it. You can see I ain't sweating. Hell, I call him up myself and tell him I ain't get it. No, please, don't confuse me, miss. I'm trying to see how I can put you on my Christmas list. I hope you ain't offended by this, but I think your ass fine as shit. And that's straight up real talk. All bullshit aside, she replied, I like to do the wild thing. Action took place at my place, not my place, it's her place.
The man off your clothesline sweater. Ho getter, gorilla. Fuck chauffeurs, I went and got more killers. I rock with niggas like Fabulous. Cause to tell the truth, baby, life fabulous. But you make it look glamorous. Your spaghetti strap heels, not with amateurs. Wrist quite rocky, talk like Foxy. Job like Roxy, fuck that broccoli. Walk quite Aki, that means sexy. I will save you, if you let me. Fly with me, get high as me. A lot of alphabet, girl, I'm a G. Time will tell, Rolex watching. We show stoppers, hoes just watching.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her. So she can be my lady, she can be my lover.
We on air talking about stereotypes and crazy racial questions. You know, we got some. What's one of the biggest Chinese and Asian stereotypes? That they are great in math. All of them are great in math. That's a stereotype.
That's the truth.
That's a big stereotype that all Asian people are good.
That is the truth.
It's a stereotype. Back in the days, remember, they used to stereotype Asian people like they are slow. They used to think all Asian people were slow.
How many homeless Asian people you see?
Not many. You don't really see too many fat ones either.
Not to mention, they will live 50, 60 feet in one room.
Yeah, they will live. I think most foreigners could do that. And that could
the
be a
whole
stereotype.
The family working in a Chinese restaurant and won't even get paid. Just let all the money go right to the family.
Yeah, well, then, you know, but the kids got a card and they can spin it up, too. They doing good. But I'm going to tell you what's the stereotype that is all the Chinese restaurants are run by family. That's the stereotype. You know, I used to go with a Chinese kid in school. I didn't go with him, but we went to school. And, you know, of course, I'm asking him questions and stuff like that. And, you know, for the summertime, we was at the age, I was probably maybe the end of junior high school, maybe in high school or whatever. You know, at this time, we getting little jobs for the summer. And I seen him looking in the Chinese paper, and I'm like, what you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm trying to find me a job. And he's like real opens in the Chinese restaurant. So they be putting posts in the newspapers and stuff just like we do for the, that's like other people do for the jobs and stuff. It kind of just, it kind of bugged me out.
He was watching the competition to go back and tell his mom and dad.
Shut up. He just was trying to find him a job in the Chinese restaurant. That's what he did. It's not front end. There's nothing to front about.
He was looking at the spot so he know how to come.
See, you stereotyping him right now. You stereotyping right now. All Chinese people don't own Chinese restaurants, okay?
Alright,
so he didn't
have a Chinese restaurant.
Say it again. He didn't have a Chinese restaurant. He needed a job for the summer, and that's where he worked. And some of the Chinese restaurants or whatever, they advertised in the Chinese paper. It was just bugged up.
I don't know. I don't believe you. I think he's fronting. I think he's fronting so long, I couldn't say a song that he's fronting. Gotta say the song that he's fronting. He lied.
He was scheming on the competition.
He
could have said that too. Like, you know what? I'm scheming right now. Look, I don't know the competition.
He's not going to look for no. He's looking for
all Chinese
job.
People got money, Kevin? No, they don't. They don't.
Let me tell you, he would have went over there with a
they
job.
Don't.
He would have went over there, bowed down, right?
Look what you're saying right now.
He's been talking in slow motion. His lips wouldn't have been matching what he was saying.
You see?
Like,
you got a stereotype, too.
Song, sing, say, sing, song, sing. They're like, all right, start tomorrow. That's what would have happened.
Listen,
he was looking
in the paper trying to find him a job, and that was it. I stereotyped all Chinese people and thought that was all family businesses. I didn't think nobody else in there was, you know?
He's lying.
You know?
I'm not going to feel that. There's nothing that you're going to say that's going to make me feel that. I just don't see it.
They got stereotyped. They be thinking all Russians are like Boris, like super strong and...
Nah, I don't
like
say that.
Killers.
You run into a Boris once in a while. They're all a little crazy, though.
See?
Yeah, they're a little
stereotype.
Off, though. They're a little off.
Russians are off. Come on, man.
They're off compared to us, meaning, like, you know, I wouldn't say off because they just don't, you know, maybe where they're from and the lifestyle. If they come,
it ain't
that.
America, every race is taught that black people.
Americanized, man.
Listen. This is true. All races. Every race is taught that we are the worst race. All black people are the worst race. Every race is taught that. I work with a Chinese lady, an Indian lady,
yeah,
and she was
that.
Ready
George
to,
Bush, you know,
her daughter liked a black guy, and she was ready to disown her. She couldn't go to church and all kinds of
stuff. George Bush changed America, your opinion on that.
Like,
right,
nah, George Bush, Stuart, I'm telling you, that's just like worldwide black people. That you know that they're trying to enslave us. You already know all black people is supposed to be aggressive, and like all women and like the rape
you
women.
Yeah,
we're
supposed to be aggressive. Then when the last time you looked at a political summit over another country?
I'm gonna tell you what's the stereotype.
People pulling out guns. They fighting.
A lot of people don't even know it's a stereotype. The stereotype is that. The only race, same race on same race crime is in the black community. That is the biggest stereotype.
Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something about how this thing goes. Now, this is going to break you down on some deep stuff right now.
Uh-huh.
DJ Big 2D. You might as well call this DJ Big 2D Session D, because I'm going to break you down some deep. Now, when you say, like, you have a block party, a street party, any little events in the neighborhood, they say, you know, you can't take black people nowhere, blah, 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 fight always breaks out. Now, fighting, shooting breaks out. Yeah, maybe, you know, sometimes one person, unfortunately, like the little boy up in the Bronx got killed, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And,
unfortunately.
So then now you're dealing with different situations. But go to a soccer game. Then we don't talk here.
A soccer game
between Italy and France or Italy and Brazil, it could end up with, at the end of the game, it could end up with anything between 54 to a couple of hundred deaths.
That's true.
Gunshots, wounds, stabbing, trampies. And they events be like that on a regular basis and televised.
So true.
But I'm going to tell you this.
What I was getting with the black people being stereotyped as the ones killing their own kind. Look at what just happened in Colorado. You know?
Mm.
Terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah.
But, and the black,
I think that's
in a real situation, most of the black guys, like you said, black people had to community something, and they out and they dance and they party, and somebody get drunk and something goes down. A couple of people might get hurt, shot. But how many times do you hear about 30, 40 people, 77, 80 people shot, killed, wounded, and it's behind the black on black? That'd be a guy that's just blowing up his own kind of people in his own neighborhood, blowing them all up.
With a legal gun.
Let me tell you something. In a suburban neighborhood, kids,
with a legal gun.
Some of them kids are killing their own parents.
With a legal gun.
Because they didn't like their parents or their parents didn't do what they want. If you catch something with most of the time, nine times out of ten.
Yeah,
black
right.
people, if you hear about a black person killing their parent or something, that person was drunk, infested somehow, or was mentally something wrong with them. If you hear about the suburban neighborhoods, and they killed their parents because their parents didn't want to buy them something. They hated their parent because their parent was always
didn't understand them,
or was always in their business. Oh, you got a parent that's worrying about your life, so you should kill them. And got years and years in jail for this. It's the biggest myth for anybody to think that we are the race that is killing each other.
I want that to be known. And it's a big difference, too, because most of those guns that happen with Columbine, the thing at the Sheik thing, those are legal guns.
Legal?
Those are guns that are first illegal. The things that happen in the community are guns that are poured into the community illegally.
And they usually start off illegally.
No, that's what they're illegally.
Yeah, let's make that known. Most of the guns in the urban communities are brought here
by people from
suburban communities that are coming here to make money off these urban children.
Because there's a saying in the street, every illegal gun was once legal.
Was once legal. That's right.
So you know, you gotta always keep that in mind. And you know, when they go on the street, it's usually over a fee. It's not over I'm home. So
it's a target.
I'm gonna
kill
it's my
the
class.
Reason. Exactly.
It's, you know, and it's not to say that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's what it is. It's not. I'm just gonna be a bully. It's over. A lot of times when one kid is being bullied and he has to get a gun because the kid he's being bullied by is a kid that's known for carrying guns. And that's how when you always hear the story of a kid that he was good, but he was messed with. He might not have been messed with. He might have gone to a fight with. I've seen things like this happen a lot. A kid gets into a fight with a kid that's known to be carrying guns, this kid gets scared and he ends up carrying a gun to protect himself.
That's very true.
And And I'm gonna tell you, the streets of the ghetto is one place that they should practice the law that they practice in, of what they talk about in the trade war case. because, you know, Trayvon Martin case is not actually fit for that. But you can see a lot of cases in the ghetto where you see people got shot or got, you know, get guns.
Definitely.
Ready. There's a lot of
situations. In urban neighborhoods.
Urban neighborhoods where innocent kids only grabbed a gun to protect themselves because they were being bullied and was known to be carrying guns.
I'm going to tell you this. It's a fact that these kids have it hard growing up. You know what? I'm going to say it on both sides because sometimes little suburban kids be having it so hard trying to fit in and the pressure with this and that. I mean, some of their issues don't even seem like it'd be that important, but it is important to them, you know, and they don't even know how to express themselves.
Sometimes you can be too rich and don't take time to be with your kid.
And they need so much more. Even in the urban neighborhoods, you got the children that's going through pressure, man. You got to get through these gangs trying to get through school. You got to walk through older a-holes, assholes messing with the younger dudes. You got to... older assholes even trying to recruit the younger dudes, you know. You got kids that's going through a lot now, and that's on both sides trying to just stay focused. But these streets is watching. You know what I'm saying? The things out here is just crazy. But the biggest stereotype is to think that these urban kids out here is killing themselves and killing each other, and they just doing it because we animals and that's what we do. No. It's a higher rate of death in the suburban communities, but they don't put that out there like that. They definitely don't put that out there like that. But I want that to be known, you know. That's definitely a stereotype. You know what I'm saying?
Well, ladies night, J. Nicole. Before we get out of here, J. Nicole, I want to send something to Mick Romney. Can I send a song to Mick Romney?
Yeah, let's say something to Mick Romney.
This song right here goes out to my man Mitty Mitt Romney from out of Massachusetts and Paul and Ryan in the building.
Listen, it's K Nicole, Ladies Night, DJ Big Stu. We out and we got some Romney music. Make sure y'all get out there and vote.
Sound good to me. Sound hard, something funky people gon' dance to. Give the record a second and a chance to. Hitting people like a scene of amazement. While they slipping back, my feet is planted in the pavement. Crumble like I can never do. So now I'm looking dead at you. What are you gonna do? You're looking to the knowledge of a scholar. You say how I breathe, tell them how I holler. I'm the E-double, and I proclaim my name. Straight up, good game, peace, all game. I'm like a rhino, running through the roughest pack. They figure I'm a trigger, happy looking, so they step back. Breathe. The microphone is who's last the longest, and who's the strongest. It ain't a game, it's plain to see. You listen to the sounds of breathe. There ain't no future in your front. I never got caught with a G-O, and if you ever do, you'll never be with me. Oh, serving in the Cherokee, or maybe it's a G-O. Back on Black Benzo, we'll get it up, amigo. Never have to worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo, TV, pop the strong. Cause we don't go for playing, wanna play to grab a ball. When I'm on the mic, I ain't for playing, not at all. Cause I clock 10 G's a week, booming at my peak. Always see each sober, but I do get geek. I can give you a job, a place to eat hearty. Meet your homeboy Marty at a B.O.B. party taking over. Barking like a dog named. I'm picking suckers like a four-leaf clover. They biting words on the mic, they some cobras. Son of these saying egg breeders get no. I'm the B, the R to the double E-T, and down with my homie G-A-S-N-O-E, and suckers cause I'm fatty cause we still be disagreeing. I don't give a cause I'm from F-L-I-M-T in a city where pity runs low. If you ever shoot through my city, now you know. Cause we are strictly business and we also got our pride. And if you don't like it, I suggest you break wide. Suckers study looking for the ammo any wire. Thinking that illegal is the best for slowly dying. I ain't got time to see a fiend fiend now. To give up all his money and he give up what he got. That's the way I am, MCB cannot be different. Never change the ways for the world or the government. If it was the president, then I would say fact. You leave it up to me, I'll paint the White House black and it can feature in your front. In my pocket,
I've been rolling. If I was a fiend, then my gold would be stolen. Put my name Breed on everything I own. And when I get my Jeep, I'm putting Breed on the chrome. Shine it up good, kick it through my neighborhood. Motorola phone, fat rims in the Kenwood. Put the kid around it, and then I'll have to drop. Just because the riding people think I'm selling rocks, but ain't no feature in your the rules of the world. Live my life raw, cause I never liked the law. Wear top tens on my ass, Eugene. Selling big gates and tip a tat to the fiend. Stock much dollars, but I never break a sweat. Trying to move out, my pocket's saying, you got my back and I got yours. What time is it? Shut down the door. Well, let's start this party up, right? Kick out that fat fat band.
Always having your back for more. You know I wanna be deep down, boy. from the heart. You gotta be smart. They just do it.
Make sure, you know, on a real note, you know, it's not right to stereotype anybody, you know, for their color of their skin, for their race, their religion. You know, if you're curious about it, ask questions, find out, and so you'll know the truth about a person, because stereotypes can lead to a lot of negativity as far as fighting, can even lead to killing, can even lead to a lot of things, you know. So, you know, before you stereotype, maybe you should get the facts. Before you, you know, just come out and stereotype against another person. It's your girl, K. Nicole. It's Ladies Night, Friday night. I hope all of y'all that's out, you know, be safe, have fun, enjoy your weekend, y'all, and I'll see you next week. I'm out.
See problems, music will be right there. Together match, yo, we a perfect pair. Is that true, Marvin?
Yeah, you.
Yo, to get you the bangness, body soul snatcher, universal language, it be the light to open up, this is it, what the fuck?
Just like music.
One fly tune, to have black and white vibe in one room, no confrontation, party all night, it's just a sensation.
Just like music.
Try this beef stew.